presentation there this morning, a little saying written on the door. This was it. We must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools.
Amen.
Father God, I lift up our nation together, Lord, that we would come together as one people. You'd heal our nation, Father, we'd come together in unity. And Lord, we just return back to you that we'd have a revival in this country. Be with our commissioners and judge today as they make wise decisions for our county. We give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for coming out. Looks like we got a full house this morning, which is always good to see. And we will start out with item number one, which is to open our court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda. For consideration, each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes, and as usual, unless it is a factual statement about something that's on the agenda, we cannot speak about it other than agenda items. So, we will open it up to anyone from the audience. Miss Ida Shasso looks like she's anxious to talk.
Just first and foremost, we've been playing musical chairs back here, so it is a packed courtroom. Well, good morning, Judge and Commissioners, and my name is Ida Shasso, and I'm the president at the Greater Orange Area Chamber of Commerce, 1012 Green Avenue, Orange. And what I'm here to talk to you about today is we received from the Bassmaster Elite Tournament, the Economic Impact Study. We do an economic impact study after every Bassmaster tournament. We want to make sure that you get what your return on the money that we take from hot tax. So just a couple of highlights. If you will go over to page 3, it says what our attendance was, and we broke a record again this year. It was 43,297. And it takes some time at your leisure to read through this and look at, I'm just going to hit a couple of high points, but look at everything where it talks about not only economic impact for hotel rooms, but for food, diesel, gasoline. So over on page 5, it talks about the number of hotel room nights we stayed was 555 room nights. And just a little note on that. It is so hard to get that total because we literally go to every single hotel in Orange County, meet with them, give them the surveys, and then probably half of them when we go back, they take it out of a drawer and hand it to you. They haven't done anything. We actually had one of the hotels inviter told Erica, oh, we didn't even know about that, but we had some people stay here. But we do the best that we can to do that. Collect those, but know that there's probably many more than this that actually stayed here. And just over on page 8, it talks about the total economic impact, including our media impact for the tournament, was $4,288,456. Just one quick note, because you may have a question about this, because some of the board did. If you look down under the estimated sales and hotel taxes generated by the tournament, about halfway down the page, it talks about hotel occupancy tax collected. City of Orange collected $61,649. The county collected $17,614, and the total was $79,000. The reason being is the City of Orange collects a 7% hot tax, and the county collects a 2% hot tax. So, like I said, I encourage you to read through that, but this was a great economic impact for Orange County, so thank you so much for your support for that. The second handout I gave you, it just talks about some Bassmaster statistics, and it's very interesting where it talks about they live-streamed from our tournament, the first time they've ever done that from any tournament, so they live-streamed from here, so it talks about, you know, how much, you know, airtime that we had. There is a full video out there of the tournament, and they showed some interviews from some of the people that were involved with Orange the Orange County one this year, and they haven't ever done that. We're the only ones that's actually on there, and I'd be glad to send that out to Charlotte, and she can forward that to y'all if you would like. But one thing I particularly like, the main person that did that tournament for Bassmaster was Maximum Tires. And we don't have a Maximum Tires here. But if you look on the second page of this, I wanted just to read their statement right fast. The energy in Orange, Texas was absolutely electric, from the incredible Bass staff to the passionate crowd that showed up in full force. The entire event was a first-class experience. The enthusiasm for bass fishing runs deep in that community, and that passion is something we at Maximum Tires truly connect with. We're proud to have been the title sponsor and to sponsor a community that shares our drive, spirit, and commitment to excellence. That was from Steve Cunningham, the director of marketing. And that says a lot for our community. It also says a lot about, hey, who knows where they might locate next. Megan has copies of all this, so who knows?
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions?
Is this on y'all's website?
Well, we've sent it to ARC Marketing to put out on the website. So it will be there.
Well, thank you. I know that that your team and the committee that puts that on together, and, you know, we've been doing this a long time, and it seems like it just gets better every year, because it gets better every year. And the community is supporting it. And right at 100 volunteers it takes to put this event on. It's a community effort for sure. But it shows for us. So thank you for everything, and it's a great investment for us. I wish I could invest $100,000 and get $4 million every time I did it. That'd be great. But, you know, it doesn't necessarily work that way all the time, especially in my investment world. I don't tend to go that direction. All right.
It's also a great community event for our community. A lot of folks go out there.
Yes.
We have the concerts and everything else that's going on. So it's a great event for the community as well. So appreciate
it. Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Cheryl. Cheryl Warren, Orange County. I just want to ask, the August meeting, the 26th, the proposed elected official salaries was supposed to be on the website, Penny Record, and Orange Leader. I can't find it, and when I asked her why she didn't post it, she said she didn't understand it. So, can you?
I
wrote notes.
It was only.
Legal. I thought it was under the legal ad.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, she has copies of it.
Okay.
Yeah, because we have to keep copies of all of our posts for our records.
And it's on the website under salaries on the HR page.
HR.
All right. Anyone else? All right. If not, then we will move to item number 2, which is discussion and possible action regarding the adoption of the 2025-2026 fiscal year budget in accordance with Local Government Code 111.008. All the commissioners, you should have a copy of that. A copy of that is posted on our website, as we're required to do as of September 1st, 2025. A new law that they put in place. We posted that yesterday afternoon. We put it on the front page so that people will be able to find it easily. If we didn't put it there, then I'd have had to put all this in the newspaper. And as much as I love Margaret, it would have cost us a fortune to do it that way. So it's on our website. So anyway, so that's the deal. If there's any questions about it, but I'd like to thank the court. You know, budget process is never a fun process. It's a long, tedious process to make it and to do it the way that we're supposed to do it and be legal and in accordance with state legislatures and the laws. But all the department heads and all the people that work to help put this budget together and bring your information forward, you know, I think that I'd just like to tell you how much I appreciate all your efforts and all your work towards that in the court as well, because it takes a lot to get to this point right here. I think we've got a great budget that we're presenting. More happy than that, you know, we've got to, which will be a second item on the deal because of the way the state makes us do it. I just don't really understand it, but you're supposed to adopt your budget before you adopt the tax rate that supports it. That's a question that I got to ask one day and then get an answer to, because that's how we have to do it. But anyway, the budget is posted. If there's any questions y'all have, of anything that you saw in there that was different, I think y'all have been discussing it with Penny as well. Thank you, Penny, as well. It's a lot. It's a lot. But it's what we got to do to get there. Yes, ma'am.
Little Farmer, Orange County. I just apologize. I have not looked at the new budget,
mm-hmm.
Except just real quick. But I do have one question. I noticed it was reduced from the proposed budget well, no, this one went up. It is the under account 001-101-53-650, errors and omissions, $250,000. I've never seen that budgeted before. Can you just explain what that is?
We just put that in as for last year, the General Accounting Standards Board changed some of how the governmental practices, and so I've added that as a budgetary item for contingency, basically, for those.
Okay.
And, so and we didn't want to put it in contingency because we wanted it to be clear what it was going to be paying for if we have to use it, and we don't know, because the... you know, a lot of times when the state legislature tells you to change something, they give you about this much detail on about that much work. Right. And so until you work through the year to find out what we have to actually do, we just decided we were going to put some money aside in case something changed on how we had to do it.
Any idea about what percent that money's going to be used, or you just don't know?
No. as I said, I hope to have no errors and no omissions,
right.
But that's the reason why it's a contingency in that area.
0% would be the goal.
Yeah,
that's the goal, is to not use that at all is the goal.
Okay.
Yeah, the accounting standards.
If I knew that I had an error, I would not have.
Yeah,
made
we have already fixed it. Yeah.
No.
The accounting of the state and how they have us do that changes every 2 years with the session. Sometimes it's a few changes. Sometimes it's none.
Right.
Sometimes it's a lot.
No.
Typically, when you have two special sessions, what you think you got in the first session changes again in the second session. It's just how it works. So
okay.
we try to.
Just have one more that I looked at real quickly. And that is account 11154122. It's the lawsuit and claims and settlement.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little, I mean, the original budget, or the one before this, was $1.2 million. Mm-hmm. I know you reduced it down to $450,000, but that's still more than we typically ran. So are you expecting, are we in a lawsuit, or what's...
We have a case that is pending. We do not know exactly where that case is going to land. We put money in there. I honestly think it can go one of two ways. If the case goes the way we think it is, it'll be more than enough.
Right.
If it doesn't go the way it is, the 1.2 ain't going to be enough. It's up in the court system.
Well, you reduced the 1.2 to 450, so.
Well, I feel pretty confident in our attorney.
Okay. So is that case
where
just...
She had a case. She had a case today.
She's had a case today.
She's had a case today, yeah.
Is that case confidential?
Yes,
or?
Ma'am.
Okay. Will that be made public only after?
If we have to pay any of this money out, it will, because
okay.
we have to say what we're spending the money on.
Okay. And is your door still always open in case I have any
Absolutely.
Other
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. When we get ready to that point, I mean, I don't know if y'all have any more other questions, commissioners. If you do, then certainly ask them. But if not, then at some point I take a motion, because I have to take a record vote on this when we do it, as far as actually even to the point of who makes the motion, all that fun stuff. So,
continue on page numerical page 5-6. At the bottom, the added additional part-time help at Expo Center, and the judge and I had a little. I'm sure it's a mistake in the increased overtime or an increased election expense to pay for increase in election security.
Okay, stop for just a minute and give me the page so I can
find
it.
He's actually talking about this page.
All the additional personnel and expenses we did, and what it is there's an entry in here, I think, that we just entered it twice and didn't catch it. I didn't catch it either, and I read this thing probably three times last night. But after 4 months, it starts going minutia.
Oh, yeah. There's two extra lines in there.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Can we make a notation to...
Yeah, we can make a notation, and we'll correct that on the online version. It doesn't change the effect of the money or anything. It's just a double line entry for the same thing. But we'll correct that.
A lot of numbers.
Yeah.
That's one of those errors and omissions that doesn't require any money. So we're in good shape.
For all the lines that are in this, I appreciate all your work. I know you spent lots of hours on that.
She knows to worry when I walk in the office and go, "Hey, Penny, can we do this?"
On page 3 of 75,
discussion?
Count 43510, the interest. What's budgeted for this budget is 1.4. Total activity last year was almost 2.5. Is there a reason why we're projecting that number to go down?
For the interest, yes, because we're not going to have ARPA funds anymore. Those ARPA funds were moved over every month, and so it is really hard to project interest.
Several million dollars.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that that's much more, but I try to be conservative in our revenue.
Yeah. Hopefully we have all these ARPA projects finished and complete. Well, we actually have to have them finished and complete.
We'd already gone over most of that.
Yeah.
On the Constable Precinct 2 budget, did you get that?
It's
sorry, Jeremiah.
Yeah, we're taking it back.
Just want to give it to you.
That's one of those errors that sort of went your way, right? Version.
I emailed.
Sort of got back.
Part of the reason for that is I haven't paid a lot of months of us of the change. Plus, we did move some of like the road and bridge and everything that was in the general fund was actually moved into 105. We tried to make sure that we consolidated into accounts all of the cellular and internet.
So you took it out of all the other.
Yes. Yeah. Not all the other departments, but we did have some for the commissioners, for Road and Bridge, for their locations where that they could upload, and everything, and that was being taken out of the general fund, and I noticed that, and so it got moved. We also have some new locations and everything that are coming online, and so when we do that, we're going to have that as well.
The budget for the parks projects. You know, precinct 1 to 40, precinct 2, 305,000, 373, 117, respectively. Is there actually plans to do something with all that those funds, or is this just in there to save for?
No, they're actually doing projects with that. I think Commissioner 3 is the highest one. We're waiting on our portion of what that project is going to be is higher, so he chose. I mean, if you want to speak to it, Commissioner Kent, but to save the deal so that we can pay for our part of the project once it gets under construction.
My project is a little more difficult. We have to wait on the Corps of Engineers and permits.
Yeehaw.
So can you speak a little bit about what your old projects
are? It's going to be a fishing pier Fishing Pier.
Is that out by Bailey's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about
Precinct 1?
Precinct 1, we're doing all kinds of things. We're going to put some more concrete picnic tables out there. We're covering the playground because it gets extremely hot. So
the playground we just built?
The playground we just built. Now, you would be amazed to know how much those covers cost, but that's just the way it works. But anyway, we're also going to fence in the playground because I don't think it's safe for that playground to be adjacent to the parking lot without some kind of fence. Mm-hmm. So we'll put a fence around that playground to add a little bit more protection. I would like, if I have enough money left over, I want to extend the dock from where the kayak launch ends to the end of our property. So, because what we end up with is a lot of folks fishing off the kayak launch. So the kayak folks go out there and they're a little skittish about telling people to get off the kayak launch. So what I want to do is extend the dock past there and put up a no fishing for the kayak launch so it stays available to the people who actually want to launch a kayak. So a lot of things that we're trying to do, and a lot of the money that we have, so you know, it was left over that rolls forward.
Right.
So this is some of the money that we didn't spend, in some of our cases that we didn't spend last year. So
Precinct 2, we just contracted with AWC to get the bridge back opened that goes over to the second half of Claiborne Park across the bayou. Mm-hmm. It's needed some repairs, and we couldn't figure out what the repairs needed to be, so we got an engineer that's going to give us a scope of work and oversee the work. We're going to build a pickleball court at Claiborne Park as well. And a citizen actually donated $60,000 worth of work to refurbish the baseball field, softball field that's at Claiborne. And we're working on getting lights back up out at Claiborne too.
You're finishing your pickleball court.
He's about broke.
We're looking at possibly building two more this year because every afternoon there's standing room only. Every Saturday it's they're packed. So that's what I'm possibly looking at. I know that I got with Parks and the orders nicer trash cans than just the old white barrels out there. Just some minor improvements like that, but I am looking at possibly two more courts.
Okay.
Oh, also at Claiborne too, we're putting in some more bathrooms. We need some more bathroom facilities out there, so we're going to do some standalone restrooms.
Yeah. Okay. And I'd like to add on that this money that we're using for that, if y'all remember, we started this 4 years ago. This will be our fourth year, and this was the money that came from the permit fee of the new plant that's being built. That was part of their building permit. And so that is money that we would have otherwise never had. And so we're taking that money. And that's what all this is. This isn't any of the tax-based money. It comes from the permit. And it is basically to do projects throughout Orange County, equally across, each commissioner getting to decide what they wanted to do, that increases and betters the quality of life for folks in Orange County.
Does that permit renews every year?
No, ma'am.
That was a one-time.
One-time permit. And then,
so are you still increasing $100,000?
I did. I added $100,000 this year.
Okay. And so that's all taxpayer money.
No, ma'am. It's all through the permit. The permit was $2.3 million is what we got for the permit.
Okay. So we don't get that permit?
Yeah, we're pretty much to the end of that use of that money.
Okay.
But that's where this money's coming from. I just want to make sure it's not coming from the tax base. It's coming from the permit fees that we were paid 4 years ago.
And, Judge, I want to add something when we're talking about parks. I got $450,000-something from the Sabine River Authority to redo the parking lot. We regraded and redid the parking lot back when we started this improvement at Bluebirds, and so much appreciation to the Sabine River Authority for doing that, but they gave us a pretty good contribution to get started. And we saw the project, which was good.
And they also told me yesterday they're going to help us get the canoe basin back open at Claiborne Park. That meeting was in.
Yeah. We've got some great partnerships that we get to work with,
but
part of it is we have to help fund some of it as well. And so this was our way of doing it. But I think that if you go to any of the pickleball courts, if you go to any of the parks right now, and especially in the afternoon when it's cooler because it's ill, but it's full. I mean, people are using it, and it's doing exactly what we intended it to do.
Yeah. All right,
okay. Thank you.
I have a question about the bridge, and I apologize. I thought
that was going out to be looked at, so you already have a price and agreed on?
No, ma'am. We've got a contract with the engineering firm to give a scope of work so that we can put that out for bid.
Okay. I misunderstood you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ms. Margaret, while you're writing that in there, we're fixing to start closing Claiborne at 6, too, if you want to put that in.
Okay.
through the days
time change. Yeah, it'd be nice if we could do the swing bridge. Close it at 6. Oh, if only.
Next stop.
All right.
Make a motion to approve.
I have a motion by Commissioner Precinct 1 and a second by Precinct 4. So I have to read the order for the adoption of the county's budget for fiscal year. So having earlier held a public hearing for the purpose of receiving and considering public comment on the county's proposed fiscal year 2025-2026 budget, the Commissioners Court of Orange County, Texas convened on September 23rd at its scheduled meeting place in the Administration Building in Orange County, Texas, for the purpose including the consideration and possible adoption of the county's fiscal year 2025-2026 budget, all pursuant to duly and timely posted public notice with County Judge John H. Guthrie presiding and with commissioners present as hereinafter noted and the county clerk or her designated deputy in attendance at subject meeting. The having come on for consideration and such action as the court might undertake, the matter of ordering the adoption of the county's budget for its fiscal year to begin October 1st, 2025 and to the end September 30th, 2026, according to the provisions of Local Government Code 111.0075, Commissioner Precinct 1, moved the adoption of the accompanying budget for the fiscal year, in which budgeted also is summarized as follows. The aforementioned motion having been seconded by Commissioner Precinct 4, the question having been called, and the vote duly having been recorded as follows. John Gauthier, County Judge, is an A. Johnny Trahan, Commissioner Precinct 1.
A.
Chris Sowell, Commissioner Precinct 2.
A.
Kirk Rockefeller, Commissioner Precinct 3.
A.
Robert Viator, Commissioner Precinct 4.
A.
Excellent. We have adopted our budget. So thank you all again for all the work and for this. Again, I think we are. I'll just pass all of it down because there's several things here in a minute.
What's the total budget amount?
Yeah, but you're going to give me, with grants and everything, 70. You have that handy in front of you. I'm going to go through the book.
You get it. Partial
grant.
You can't count on all of them.
Yeah, count on all of them. 74,873. And some change. All right, we will go to item number 3, which is discussion and possible action regarding ordering the adoption of the property tax as assessed by the Orange County Appraisal District and the adoption of the tax rate for taxable year 2025 per Local Government Code 111.008. When we propose this budget, we have, as you all know, we have a when they set our tax rates and our window that we have the voter approval rate. We have the middle that we can go in between that gap, and then we have the no new revenue rate. And I would like to tell you that I'm very proud of this because it has taken us a while to get here, but it proves that the growth and all the stuff that we have in Orange County is working. It's doing what it's supposed to do. It's helping us reduce our tax rate. So for the fourth year in a row, we will reduce our tax rate. But for the first time in probably 35 years, I can't find anything farther back, that we're going to adopt a no new revenue tax rate, which is fantastic to be able to do. It's rare that you get to do that. But when you have a growing community and you spend your funds wisely and you use your grants, which we do very good job of. I wish Morgan was here today, our grant coordinator, because she does a really good job of chasing that down in Joel's department. I know he's here somewhere. They do a great job of doing that and keeping us up, because when we get that money there, I don't have to spend it somewhere else, and we get to put that money back. So we're at a great reserve fund. But like I said, for the first time, we're going back to a 0.49287 tax rate. The last time we had that rate, what'd I say? Yeah, 492,847 per hundred. The last time we had that tax rate was in the year 2000. So I think that speaks a lot and says a whole lot for that where we're at and what we've been able to do. A lot of folks can't get there. So we've been, whenever we got on this court, we were at a 50.55, and so going to 0.49 is pretty amazing to me. So, again, attributed to all the work that y'all do, all the work that our departments do to manage our budgets, but also the county growing. And that's what it's about. If the county grows, then we can share that cost across a whole lot more people instead of a whole lot less people. So that's our tax rate. Again, I have to do a motion for that, and then I have to have a record vote.
Adopt the tax rate of 0.492847.
All right, motion by three, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? All right, so I will take the record vote now. So John Gauthier, a county judge, will be an A. Johnny Trahan, Commissioner Precinct 1.
A.
Chris Sow, Commissioner Precinct 2.
A.
Kirk Rockerford, Commissioner Precinct 3.
A.
And Robert Viator, Commissioner Precinct 4.
A.
All right, the motion passes to adopt the tax rate. So thank y'all for that. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Court. It is, again, I want to thank y'all. It is a lot to get to hear, but I think this is an absolute great year for Orange County that we're able to do what we were able to do. So thank y'all for that. And I got a few papers I got to sign and send down to be done before we can move on to the next item. So if you would give me a moment. To let Penny sign this piece. Okay. Looks like the pages on that one.
I'd like to thank you for all the hard work on this budget, too, and getting us to the point where we can do what we're doing. While many entities in our area are having to go up, some substantially, we were able to go down, and I think that is a direct reflection of your leadership in this court.
Well, thank you.
Even going down, we were still able to budget for 10 new law enforcement vehicles this year, if you count in the constable's cars. I don't think that's ever happened in one year with a we were able to budget for that meeting.
Very much needed. Much appreciated.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I got all that. Yeah, I'll do all that, because those are just the duplicates of the original. Yes, ma'am.
Penny, I appreciate your pie charts this year, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of shocking when you look at it.
It makes it a whole lot easier for me to see it.
Let's say the sheriff won again.
The sheriff won again. Of course, he always wins.
As the department that spends the most. he needed to move over to chair to hide behind that pole better.
He's
still undefeated.
Well, you can break down a little bit more from those pie charts.
Mm-hmm.
Between the sheriff and the courts over there, 43% of the revenue going to all that.
It's a lot. Necessary.
Very much. And doing a good job.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right, so we will move on again. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. That's a great relief to get to this process and get it done. And I know Penny will be glad not to see me and talk to me absolutely every single day. So thank you.
Or me calling her at 6:30.
Yeah. We will move to item number 4, which is discussion and possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioners Court to recognize and accept the National 4-H Week 2025 proclamation. Ms. Penny. Do you want to read the proclamation, or would you like me to read it?
No, you can read it.
They never take me up on this. I don't understand it. All right, so Beyond Ready, the 2025 National 4-H Week Proclamation. Whereas this year's National 4-H Week theme, Beyond Ready, reminds us that 4-H is building a ready generation in a world of change and equips young people with skills for the future while meeting them where they are today. Whereas 4-H is America's largest youth development organization, supporting 6 million youth across the country. And whereas 4-H programs are delivered by the Cooperative Extension System and a community of more than 100 public land grant colleagues and universities across the nation that provides experiences for young people to learn by doing. Whereas 4-H is in every city and county in the United States and helps 6 million youth become engaged, successful, and independent. Whereas 4-H connects young people and adults to their communities, preparing them for work and life through experiential and inquiry-based learning while providing emerging research for positive youth development. And whereas expanding from its strong agricultural roots, 4-H helps young people explore the world around them and grow in productive adults. And whereas supporting future leaders in science, agriculture, and community leadership is an important imperative for U.S. Department of Agriculture, National Institute of Food and Agriculture 4-H program. And now, therefore, the Orange County Commissioner Court does hereby proclaim October 5th to the 11th, 2025, as National 4-H Week throughout Orange County, and encourage all our citizens, to recognize 4-H for the significant impact it has made and continues to make by empowering youth with the skills they need to lead for a lifetime. And so we can take a motion for that.
Second.
We have a motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Now you can go.
Yay. Thank y'all. I'd like to say, too, that we actually have our yearly pecan fundraiser going on. So if anybody wants to buy pecans, call our office. We also, I just want to kind of brag about 4-H a minute. We've actually moved into Murraysville Elementary. We have gotten to work with them, and they've started. It's called Panther Pathways, but they're basically teaching 4-H curriculum. The life skills basically that we teach, cooking, they have a sports group, they have, what else am I missing? Put you on the spot. Anyway, they do every Friday, they have classes that that they're teaching, financial, cooking, sporting classes, and we're able to go and help them every Friday. So pushing it on out there.
Thank you.
Growing. Thank y'all very much.
Well, we're talking about sporting activities. I got a call last night from the sponsor of the archery group that shoots back there behind the Expo Center, asking if we could do some mowing back there. They're losing some arrows.
Yeah. Imagine that.
I'm not touching that.
Our shooting sports kids are doing really, really well. They placed really high this last year in a lot of the contests that they went to. We have one little girl. She's probably, her name's Kendall Garner. She's little bitty, and she placed third in the state shoot for archery this past summer.
So Claybusters did good too.
Claybusters did fantastic. They're all placing really high and doing really well. So we like our shooting sports.
Thank y'all for your efforts and the time we're living in. We need more 4-H in kids.
Yes, we sure do. Thank y'all very much.
I was getting ready to ask you that. You beat me to it. Miss Franny, I'll let you hold resolution.
Mm-hmm. You got your finger under the lens.
What?
Your finger's over the lens.
Oh, well, that went on with it.
Thank you, Paul.
I got to get the school chain for more. Margaret, can you move back just a
little bit? I was going to say, I just did more.
Okay.
Can we get one
carry as well? Oh, wait, let me get one.
I didn't want to get in front of her. Get me one.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Can you give me a high kick?
No, that's pretty good. Charla will get you a make you a copy for us, and then you'll get the original. Charla? Oh, Emily's doing it? Okay, she's got it over here. All right. We will move on to item number 5, which is discussion and possible action regarding approval of the monthly reports from the county treasurer for month ending July 31st, 2025, and recording in the minutes of the court approval investments at the amount of $181,991.83, approval of interest earned to date in the amount of $2,281,956.86, C, treasurer's report of revenues received and dispersed in accordance with the local government code 114.026, an affidavit of approval by the court. This report will be available on the county's website for viewing. And D, pledged security collateral for a total of $20,760,451.68. Summary as follows: Wells Fargo Bank, $14,048,499.89, and First Financial Bank of $6,711,951.79. And anything else you would like to add to that, Ms.?
Yes, Judge, could you make a note? That should be August.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say August. That. I think that's the...
That's the month ending August.
So correction on August ending.
The reports reflect August for the minutes.
So, second.
Have a motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Item number 6, discussion and possible action regarding filing amendments to court a direct deposit from the State Controller of Public Accounts in the amount of $829,178.75. These funds represent the half-cent sales and use allocation for the month of July 2025 and have been credited to the general operating fund. And anything else you'd like to add to that, Ms. Christie?
No, sir. Still up. Okay.
What a banner year, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Motion by 3.
I'm a little worried. It's so good at work, you know.
Yeah. Motion by 3, second. I already had a motion by 3 on second. Second by 1. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 7, discussion and possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court. Revenue received from the City of Rose City, check number 21516, in the amount of $1 million. I'm sorry. I wish. I've been talking about big numbers. This kind of going on. $1,791.36. These funds are reimbursed for road materials. Motion by 4, second by 3. Further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 8, acknowledgement for recording in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor for September 16th, 2025. Ms. Penny, you are up.
From the general fund, $121,977.28. Adult probation, $16,121.45. Airport, $2,119.30, for a total payment of $140,218.03.
Motion by 1, second by 3. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, item number 9. Discussion and possible action regarding payment of September 23rd, 2025 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. I will let y'all read all of those and ask questions. I'm not going to go through all of that. I'm sure I would make a mistake before I got to the end of it because there's several of them, but if you want to look through them and if you have any questions about any of the ones particularly, certainly ask.
Judge, if I may, there is a typo on number 8 for the court. That's the pay act is 7 and 8, not 6 and 7.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Carter,
Harbor, Orange County. Just real quick, the $20,000 from the Economic Development Corporation for the billboards, is that for the billboards for a year? Is that the electronic billboards, or what is that specific?
That's our contract for that they use for the billboards. Our payment. We use billboards throughout.
Two billboards or one billboard?
It's two
billboards we're using.
Yeah, we use two.
And do you just change, are those the electronic ones, or
they one electronic and one static? Yeah, and that's paid out of hot tax.
I know it's out of hot tax. I just couldn't remember about the billboards.
Yeah,
okay.
The static one is in Rose City, eastbound on
Interstate 10.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, if no further questions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got Penny's got to finish. Finish talking about her stuff.
Oh, yeah.
From the general fund, $914,579.68. Road and Bridge, $404,236.65. Mosquito Control, $6,265.91. Adult Probation, $15,269.64. Airport, $15,628.87. Consolidated accounts, $20,232.87. ARPA, $230,759.95, for a total payment of $1,606,973.57.
Motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, item number 10, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer from the county judge's office from 001-107-5999 other of $140 to 001-107-54550 travel, registration dues, etc. of $140. Purpose to replenish the line item for the remainder of the year.
So moved.
Motion by one.
Second.
Second by two. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 11, discussion and possible action regarding adoption of a special budget within the provisions of Local Government Code 111.0106, revenue of 037-000-46110, the VINE program grant of $460, expense of 037-821-54130, contracted service and maintenance of $460.44, purpose to properly reflect an award provided through the Savings VINE grant program. Revenue received and expenses going out to cover the program. Motion by one. Second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 12, discussion and possible action regarding the resolution for Orange County Appraisal District Board of Directors election nominations allowed 1,486 votes between two seats. Each elected will serve a four-year term from January 1st, 2026 to December 31st, 2029. Get to that over here. And so our candidates.
Octavia's already.
Is, what's it on my page here? Yeah, I don't have the second page with the people that's on for the two names. I know it's Philip Welch and Karen Fisher is who the two are. And we split the votes equally among our votes.
Dale, aren't you on there too?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not up.
Oh, his position.
Yes, these are the two that are rotating. Yeah, they serve 4 years, but they're not in.
Right.
It's a deal.
We'll split that between Karen and Philip.
Yes.
There wasn't anybody else on there.
That's our two, yeah.
I make a motion.
All right. So our motion is made by, I got another one of these. Two. Second by Commissioner three. And right over here. All right.
have a question.
Okay. Is it in further discussion? And now you go.
Yes. You said these are elected. Are these the ones that are supposed to be elected for the people? Because that kind of, last time that came up, you said, well, they were going to stagger 2 years, 3 years, 4 years.
Yeah, something different altogether. Yeah, this is the for the appraisal board.
Okay.
There's three positions. There are three positions that are elected by the people.
Okay.
We didn't have anybody run for those, so we ended up appointing those. Now, those will come up at the 2-year term, so probably next year, two of the three will be up for election, and then the third will be the next year.
So okay, where can we see that information?
It's on their board. I mean, it's on the appraisal districts. The appraisal district. You can go there and you can see all the board. Yeah, because the boards that are appointed, and then, like I said, the state legislature last session added the three elected positions to be elected by the citizens. We had zero people sign up.
Well, no one knew about it. I understand.
Well, I called multiple people that had said they had an interest in it.
Mm-hmm. We all did.
And nobody signed up. So we ended up having, they had to appoint that, and hopefully we'll have some more interest in it this year because that's the reason the state did it.
It's in 26?
At the end, so probably next May, because that's going to be a May election. It'll be a May election cycle. It won't be one of our normal election cycles.
So 27?
26 should be the first one for the 27 year. So coming in May, we should have two of those names up.
So there's an election in March, May?
Well, you have your municipals and your cities are in May. School boards, all that. That's whenever that one falls.
Okay.
I have a motion by 2, second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 13, discussion and possible action regarding the approval and signature of the amended notice of election for the constitutional amendment election to be held on Tuesday, November the 4th, 2025. Ms. Donna, you are up.
Hi. So I'm trying to amend my notice for the constitutional amendment election in November. I did get an email response from the Oaks and Bider that they had their facility rented out for that day. And so I'm replacing that with the Orange County Precinct 4 pod so we can still keep with the 20 locations.
Which pod, I'm sorry?
Precinct 4.
Kurt is busy at this point getting it finished up ahead of time.
Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate all the effort. You got stuff going on all over the place.
I do. Motion
to accept that. Second.
I have a motion to second that. I have a motion by 4, a second by 2. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to thank you guys for all of y'all's hard work during the budget. I know you probably don't hear that enough, but
thank you. All right. Number 14, discussion and possible action regarding the acceptance and approval of the civil process fees for Orange County. These fees must be set by October 1st of each year and will become effective January 1st, 2026. This is in accordance with Local Government Code Section 118.131. A notice setting out the fees shall be posted in the same manner in which notices are posted under Section 81.007 and shall be posted in the office of the county officials who are authorized to charge the fee. I think this has Bobby Smith's name all over it, the sheriff, but I think it actually entitles all the people who charge fees within the law enforcement division. So it's not all on your shoulders, Sheriff.
But it is.
I've got to stay quiet over here.
Yes, it doesn't always work for you.
But he got a comfortable chair. Bobby Smith, Orange County Sheriff. So the Orange County Sheriff's Office is not proposing any fee changes at this time. However, there were two Senate bills that have passed this last legislative session
that is going to deal with these civil fees, and that is Senate Bill 1333 and Senate Bill 38, which Senate Bill 38 doesn't go into effect until January the 1st of 2026, while Senate Bill 1333 goes into effect, or is went into effect September the 1st. Basically, what these bills, what we're looking at is because it's going to involve the squatter laws. So we are going to be tracking on the time limits of these processes going through the courts, which is going to be a lot shorter, which means that we're going to generate a lot more of these hearings in our courts. So the manpower could potentially go up. And with that, there is an added clause that we're looking at that during these civil processes, they can ask for a deputy or a constable to remain in place during the entire eviction process. So that would mean the hourly time spent by our deputies and constables would increase. So we're monitoring those. There's no changes right now, but if it does, then we will come back to the court and ask to update this.
Well, the fees would stay the same, though, right?
The fees would stay the same. The money that we would invest in the law enforcement presence, our salaries, would increase.
Overtime expenditures.
Overtime expense, yes.
The sheriff's report.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
In the eviction process, doesn't the sheriff or one of your deputies always go there now?
Yes, they do.
So what's...
They, some of these, because it's going, we're looking at a 21-day window from the time that they get the notice until the time we go. So if we continue, which means we have to make ourselves available during the time that this process occurs. So if the judge gives an order, that we respond to that right then and there.
I mean,
we do okay. Now, but
I was
now they have the option to say,
we already do that.
We stay there from beginning to end. So before we would go make our presence, people would get their stuff,
so
move out,
the
eviction would happen. Right. But now if these people refuse to move out or refuse to get their property, they won't be there the entire time.
Yeah, and that can take several days.
Talking about the time that a writ of possession has been served and you're taking the...
Yeah, I just thought we already
do
that. So.
No, the cost is there. Now they're saying the sheriff is more
reasonable. Yeah. So if you got the constable and the sheriff, which the constable is predominantly handle those civil processes, but we're going to step in and augment with our people.
So you're reducing the work of the constable?
No,
they'll both be there.
Yes.
Jeremiah would have hit the floor. Now, what the law basically changes is that even though the constables still have to be there, now the requirement for the sheriff's department, I'll also have one there through the entire term of the process. That does, you know, it could potentially affect our overtime rate and our overtime hours that we have within the department. And another one of those fun things that our legislature pushes down that they don't give us funding for, but we just have to do it. So it will, and I'm sure that'll come into consideration as we move forward. So. Hopefully, most people will just leave when they're supposed to.
I agree.
That would be the good idea, but there's always that one or two that just don't.
Sheriff, on these animal fees, like $35 a day for a large animal feeding care, how long have those numbers been where they're at, do you know?
For several years.
Why are we not increasing that? Are they not paying anyway?
Well, and speaking to our animal control officer, he is good with it. And speaking to our law enforcement support division, they're good with the fees. So a lot of times these larger animals, we don't keep for an extended period of time. We try to get them out just as quickly as we can, like the horse that we recently auctioned off.
Yeah, Red did a good job on that.
Yes, very good job. So we get compensated by the sale of the horse to reimburse the fees that we actually spend.
And I think, Commissioner, you maybe will remember because it's certainly a little bit, but I know we did a change in all these fees back about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I think we adjusted 10 or 15% just inflationary cost and hadn't been changed in years. So it's been a few years, but we did make a change about 6 years ago. It's been since we've been on the court. So.
There wasn't a need to make any kind of changes right now, but we, obviously, we have a lot more animal nuisance calls. We have a lot more animal control calls that were going on. And as we seize these animals and put them in there, if it comes to the point where we'll address it again with the increase in those costs.
All right.
All
right. I'll take
any other questions.
Second.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thanks, sir.
Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussions? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 15, discussion and possible action regarding approving a resolution authorizing the request of financial assistance from the Texas Department of Transportation for a two-phase drainage improvement project at the Orange County Airport, designating the Texas Department of Transportation as the county's agent for the purpose of applying for, receiving, and disbursing all project funds, and acknowledging the county's commitment to provide a 5% local match for Phase 1, 2026, and a 10% match for Phase 2, 2027. Ms. Missy Pillsbury, you are up.
Judge, Commissioners, this resolution is required by TxDOT to show that the county is in support and acceptance of the drainage improvement project. It's a two-phase project. It addresses all the deficiencies that were found in 2022 through our AOP update and drainage study that we did the project for then. It actually is needed because our current drainage infrastructure, it's outdated. Standing water creates safety hazards. Reliable drainage, it's critical for daily operations, but also for the airport's role in disaster response when the airport is used for emergency responders and relief supplies. Funding comes through the FAA's non-primary entitlement fund. Those are federal dollars. They're set aside each year specifically for small general aviation airports. Our airport gets $150,000 a year. We can bank it for 4 years. We can use it immediately when we're awarded, or we can bank it. And when we bank it, TxDOT Aviation holds those funds for us. If we don't use them, in that fourth year, we lose all 4 years. For 2026, our match is 5%, which is $31,578.95. By adopting this resolution, it just shows that the county commits to provide the local match. It authorizes TxDOT to act as the county's agent in administering the funds, and it ensures the infrastructure project stays on track.
And the funds are the total funds for this project.
I'm going to read that here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, you're fine. You're fine. You can ask me. But I was going to read it in a minute.
He's going to read it.
I didn't know if she was going to read the resolution herself. But
no, you go ahead.
Yeah, she threw out the mask. She didn't put out the total. So I'll read the resolution real quick. Maybe it'll answer some of the questions, and then you can continue on. So whereas Orange County intends to make certain improvements to the Orange County Airport, and whereas the general description of the project is described as design, engineering, and construction of drainage improvements at the Orange County Airport to address drainage deficiencies, improve airfield infrastructure, and support safe and reliable airport operations, and whereas Orange County intends to request financial assistance from the Texas Department of Transportation for these improvements, and whereas total project costs are estimated to be $5,131,578.95, and Orange County will be responsible for 10% of the total project costs, currently estimated to be at $481,578.95. Whereas Orange County names the Texas Department of Transportation as its agent for purposes of applying for, receiving, and disbursing all funds of these improvements and for administration of contracts necessary for the implementation of these improvements. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Orange County hereby directs County Judge John H. Gauthier to execute on behalf of Orange County at the appropriate time and with the appropriate authorizations of this governing body all contracts and agreements with the state of Texas represented by the Texas Department of Transportation and such other parties as shall be necessary and appropriate for the implementation of the improvements to Orange County Airport. Adopted, passed, and approved this 23rd day of September 2025 by Commissioner's Court. If I so have a motion as such, and then we can continue to ask her some questions.
Second, I have a question.
And the motion by 5%. One, second by three. Was 5% first year, 10% second?
Normally it is a 90-10 split, but they voted for 2026 that it's a 95-5 split. So unless something changes, it'll go 27, it'll go back to a 90-10, unless they vote again to change that to 95-5.
So it
Any difference?
Get that out. Did you give some money?
Yep.
For the MPEs, yes.
All right.
We just appreciate all your work on all this, and you do a great job at the airport, and just want to say publicly we appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for all you do out there.
Well, thank you all for the support.
I get a lot of compliments of people that use that airport.
Just to clarify, so the $481,000 is already money that we have banked, is that correct?
Budgeted? No, banked.
Texan holds.
Banks are money that we get in our non-primary installment funds.
So is that total $481,000?
No.
Already
so banked? Far, no. Well, not the, it'll be, well, kind of, yeah. Hold on, I got to find that paper to tell you. So the overall, they're looking at, for this year, the total project costing for 2026, $631,578.95. We only have to match the 5%, which is $31,578.95, so they banked $600,000 for us.
And then that'll move into next year, the 2027, which we're at the 10% deal, and it'll come out of that.
Yes. And sometimes they do mix it, too, with other grants that we're eligible for.
But you expect the whole money to be banked by the time it's coming?
Not the whole money. We're only going to have a local match.
So the local match won't come out of what's banked?
Right. No, that's the county. I mean, that's money that the county has to match.
Okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Yeah, and usually, like a lot of times, and Missy typically does, is she'll use those monies every year. But we knew this was a big project that was necessary to be done. It was going to be costly. So we've been using the bank option. She's been using the bank option so we could have as much of that covered as possible to get the whole project complete. Because it's going to be a large project. Yes. It's big.
And is that money that's not available, like, that we have to match in our budget for next year?
For this year. It won't be until the 2027 won't be until next year's budget. And then we'll put that money in there.
Well, now you're talking next year is the budget we just passed.
Yeah, we're in.
So. Yes,
yeah,
it's in the budget.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next year after next year.
The next year after the next year.
Yeah. Next year after next year.
Okay. Anyhow, any other questions y'all want to ask?
$4 million worth of work.
Yeah, we're getting $4 million, or a little over $4 million.
That should be great.
Yes.
Grant money is always good.
Love grants. All right. So I have a motion by one, a second by three. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor? Any opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
Pass the line. Thank you, ma'am.
You want to pass it away first?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yes, I end up him. I don't know why I went to the right. Got sideways there. It happens sometimes. I just thought I'd test you. Commissioner, you did good. Thank you.
Wiping the sweat off.
Give me a plat. Now we can go that way. Sorry about that.
Two on
no, the second one's just me. He's quick, huh? Anxiously awaiting your turn.
I don't know.
All the signatures.
Yeah, really.
Glad you could join us.
I was trying to sneak in.
Yeah, that didn't work. That didn't work.
You ain't ever snuck anywhere in your life.
Yeah.
Your friends
back there are making sure that everybody knows that you just walked in.
Did you get your trees replanted, Chief?
All right.
We will move to item number 16, Discussion and possible action regarding minor plat of survey of a 9.72 acre tract of land out of the RHJ survey, abstract number 464, Orange County, Texas, and being a portion of that certain 16.335 acre tract of land conveyed to John W. Kellogg and Annette Kellogg by deed recorded in volume 403, page 505 of the deed of records of said Orange County, Texas, into tracts 1 and 2, McWhirter Edition. This minor plat is located within the unincorporated Orange County, within Precinct 2. This plat has been reviewed and adopted by the Orange County Engineering and the Orange County Drainage District. The proper review, filing, and reproduction fees have been paid, and a proof of tax payment has been provided. Mr. Tracy, you are up.
I got the statement, tax statement, and the checks. It's been reviewed by Road Bridge and Drainage District.
All right. I have a motion by 3, Precinct 2, and a motion, yeah. A motion by 3, seconded, I think, by 4. It already beats you to your own deal. So, Precinct 4, seconded. All right. Any further discussion? All in favor? All right. Any opposed? All right. Number 17, discussion and possible action regarding minor plat of a survey of a 19.69 acre tract of land out of the John M. Henry Survey, abstract number 14, Orange County, Texas, and being a portion of that certain 30 acre tract of land recorded in volume 52, page 543 of the deed records of said Orange County, Texas, into tracts number 1 and 2, Luker Estates. This minor plat is located in Precinct 3. This plat has been reviewed and approved by Orange County Road and Bridge and Orange County Drainage District. The proper review, filing, and reproduction fees have been paid, and a proof of tax statement has been provided. Next one. A motion by 3.
Second.
Second by 2.
I think that's
you kind of shot across the bow there. All right. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed?
I said by the church on 1442 on that corner.
Mine works fine.
Invisible.
I'm not sure that Trahan even knows where his fancy dancing pen is at.
Magic pen. He did last 9 years though. Okay, right.
Got some money.
Yeah. right, number 18. Discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the selection of Megan Lee to fill the vacant Orange County Extension Agent position for Agricultural and Natural Resources with a start date of October the 1st, 2025. Mr. Zimmerman, you are up, my friend.
Judge, Commissioners, good morning. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you.
Her phone was going off a while ago because she said she's never done that before because her heart rate was up. I said, well, this is good. It's about you today, not me. And so this is an exciting time.
Yeah, hopefully it's a good heart rate. Yeah.
It is a good heart rate. Eric Zimmerman, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, District Extension Administrator, and I work with those county agents, obviously, in the 18 counties in Extension District 9, of which Orange County is one of those. And as you know, we have a vacancy with the Ag and Natural Resources position here, and with the Lady LeBert moving on to a different career. And we've identified Megan as our finalist, Megan Lee. She's currently the Better for Living for Texans Extension Agent, which basically focuses on education for SNAP education-related nutrition services for limited-resource individuals. And with those positions moving away from the agency, we felt that Megan, one, having the stability here in Orange County, being in that current role for 3 years, would be an excellent choice to move forward and fill that vacant position. She's going to be charged with a lot of things. I know with the proclamation of 4-H National 4-H Week being read today, and, of course, moving into October, this position, as well as Fallon's and Franny's, they're charged not only with their individual adult programming, but also coordinating the 4-H program. And so within District 9, we've got the largest 4-H program in the state of Texas, which means we have the largest 4-H program in the state in the United States. And so we reach approximately 7,000 kids every year, of which Orange County is a viable component of that. They've been charged. Again, we always have enrollment numbers and goals, and certainly moving forward with this individual here, Megan, being in the role, growing the 4-H program here, not only on the Ag and Natural Resources side with our livestock projects, but also with our family and community health projects like food, nutrition, and health and well-being. She's going to coordinate our Master Gardener program as well, work with our apiary committee, the Master Naturalist program, and then collaborate with some federal agents also with the continuing education units for our private applicators through the Texas Department of Agriculture, because every 5 years they have to get recertified, and we as an education agency coordinate that, and that's what Megan's role will be. Again, sometimes we have natural disasters. That ag agent falls right in line with the emergency management personnel, with Texas Department of Emergency Management as an agency within the agency as well, with the university. And so all those things are going to be a good undertaking for her, but with her experience here, being a native of Orange County, and her positive attitude and can-do work ethic, we feel that she's going to be a very good addition to Orange County in this Ag and Natural Resources role.
Are you okay? So,
I'll quit talking. If y'all have any questions of Megan, certainly this will be our finalist to propose to you, the court, for filling the position.
I think that we certainly support the choice. We're glad that you are the choice. I think everyone's. I will let everybody speak for themselves, but I know that I was excited about it and to send in that recommendation that it be you.
I appreciate it.
And keeping someone local here who knows our community and knows our area. And, you know, that's the struggle of any job when you transfer and you get to someplace new. You spend the first year trying to figure out where you're at. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have to do that. And then we much appreciate that, much appreciate y'all's choice of that as well. So thank you.
I agree, Judge. Local history, local knowledge is very important. You've been a great employee, and I don't think you could have come up with a better choice, so congratulations.
Thank you. And I want to say thank you all for supporting me, and I feel like half this courtroom is my people supporting me here today. So I'm very, very excited, and I'll make y'all proud and educate a lot of people.
Y'all have already made us proud.
Yes.
Y'all do a great job. Thank
you. All right. All right, so I will take a motion to make it official.
Second.
Motion by two, second by one. I'm sure everybody else will be on that same page. Any further discussion?
I have a question before you go ahead and close the meeting, please.
Well, is it about this agenda item?
No.
Okay, let me finish this agenda item first, and then we'll. I have to see what we got to do on that. So, but I need to close this one first. If your question is not about that. All right. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, and I'll let you ask your question, and then we'll see if I can answer that or not at this point.
Okay, on the county employee pay matrix,
And the key on the budget, you guys are not listed on there as anything, so does somebody know what they're classified as?
The elected official salary. I'll show you after court.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Yeah, we're not just because we're elected, so they don't let, they don't think of us as real people. All right. All right, thank you. And you're going to get, you'll get with her, Lori?
Yes.
All right, thank you. All right, so now we'll go to item number 19. Thank you all for coming out, because I know you are going to leave and not wait to come back in, and but it's good seeing all of y'all. Item 19, closed meeting pursuant to section 551.087 of the Texas Local Government Code, deliberation regarding commercial or financial information in the Orange County Economic Development Corporation received from a business prospect in Commissioner's Court. Chair, expand the deal. I know. You know, but I got to say this, under section 551.087 of the Orange County election. So we're going to go into closed session at 11:21 to...
For me.
Oh, at 10? Yeah.
We have 4 more weeks to back in.
Go down there. We'll just go back into open meeting at 12:04 to take no action necessary at this time. To move to item 21, discussion of possible action regarding adjourning Commissioner's Court meeting. I have a motion by 4, second by 3.
Everybody.
And we will vote to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned at 5 at 12:05.
Well, where were all